You might be wearing one of those hoodies tonight on the field. 7 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock. It might get a little chilly, believe it or not, huh?
Yeah, you know, I just think you're going to try not to, because August has been definitely different this year for us. It started out really hot. We had to accommodate some heat days early on in our fall camp and practice season. But, you know, our first week of practice, game week prep, has been as nice as I can ever remember, as far as 70 degrees out there. And so it's been really enjoyable, the practice weather and what we've been able to have, and so it's going to be the same thing tonight, what we've been practicing all week.
I'm sure whoever has to do that laundry, whoever it does, man, is going to have to do a lot of it, because, boy, it's been wet. It's, I'm sure, tearing up some grass, mud, stuff like that, but that's just the way it goes. Hopefully it's been a good week of practice leading into Friday night, Coach. I like getting a lot of stuff done still.
Yeah, you know, I think it's been a really good fall camp for us, and then you lead into the game week. I think it's been a, you know, once again, when you get into the game week, now it's specifically on the Orangemen, Beatrice, and, you know, when you play a week one opponent, we've known that, obviously, being this is the second year of the two-year cycle, so you have the whole off season to prepare for them, and then, you know, it just keeps amping up every chance you get closer to it, and so I feel like it's been a good week of preparation. We really try to make sure we're focusing on ourselves too. I think sometimes you can get caught up in what they're doing, and you have to. We want to be prepared, but we also got to make sure we're focused on what we're doing and executing well. And you know, the thing about Beatrice is they bring a lot back from a year ago, and so they're an experienced team, and it's a new season, and so we got to make sure that we go in with that mindset.
No question, a team that you got after it at their place last year. That was so fun to watch, and they probably remember a lot of that, and they don't want to happen for a second straight year. Their coach says we should be better. We've got more experience back, and you're expecting the same thing, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, last season we just got on them pretty early, and then they just weren't able to recover from it. And so proud of our guys, how we played week one last year. That was a great start to our season. The facts are it's a new season. That was great what we were able to do a year ago, but this is a new team. You know, they got a lot of guys back from a year ago. And so we just got to really focus on the here and now. And it's a new game, and we got to go out there and execute this game plan this season to give ourselves a chance. They got a handful of guys back, and so they got experience. You know, some of the guys that are leading the way for them are the Merrick Johnson kid. He's a state champion wrestler at 175. He's going to play a lot bigger than that. He beefs up quite a bit for football season. It's going to take everything we can to bring him down at the running back position. And then he's a really solid linebacker as well. You know, a guy they bring back up front on both sides of the ball is the Grayson Klein kid, who's, you know, I would just say he's active. He's physical. He moves around. He's a good-looking kid in pads. So we're going to have to really make sure we know where those guys are at. And, you know, for them, they bring back a quarterback who was a sophomore a year ago and played every game after we played him. And so he's got a lot of experience. He'll be a junior this year, this Boston Crawford. So Beatrice is going to be experienced. We're going to have to be ready for it.
Yeah, he mentioned, their coach mentioned our pregame that after the McCook game, they did a lot of changes. I mean, was it personnel? I take it switching positions, personnel, our philosophies. What can you tell us? What did they change after? They only had two wins, but what did they change?
They really just went from Merrick Johnson playing quarterback to him moving to tailback. That was really the biggest change, and they moved this Boston Crawford into quarterback, and that's really what they rode with the rest of the season. They really started out the season last year in a lot of spread formations, you know, 2x2 and trip sets, and after they played us, they went back to the drawing board and decided they needed to probably pack it in a little bit more with some tight end sets and some fullbacks. And so that's what they did. And so they had to, you know, get a quarterback, a young quarterback going last year, and they had to give Merrick the ball quite a bit a year ago. And so the thing is I really believe that'll be a lot of their mindset this year. They bring back a lot of guys up front, so they're more experienced. Those guys have been in that offense for a year now. So, you know, I keep using the word experience. That's really what we've been driving home to our players is you got to throw records out of it. They didn't have the season they wanted to a year ago. But when you bring back experienced players that have played a lot, you're always going to be a little bit more of a leg up. And so we got to make sure we understand that. We also got to understand we bring back an experienced team, and we got to really lean on that and give ourselves a chance in that department, and got to find a way to get our playmakers the ball on offense. And then defensively, we're going to have to get all 11 hats of the ball, as we say, and be able to corral Merrick Johnson, who's one heck of a back.
You know, it's time doing a pregame talk with our seniors and Trey Tiller and Trenton Ryland, talking to Trenton as your quarterback this year. Boy, there's only one ball, but boy, there's a lot of guys you can give the ball, hand the ball off to, throw the ball to. You just pick whatever play you dial up in that huddle on the sidelines, call it in. It's going to work for one of those guys, that's for sure.
Yeah, we really feel like we got a lot of weapons when you bring back your quarterback of 2-year starter in Trenton Riley. And so we're looking for a big season out of Trenton, not only throwing the ball but running the ball. And then you bring back a 1,300-yard rusher in Tristan Campbell, which is really exciting. He did a bunch for us last year on both sides of the ball through the course of his career. But now being a senior, you know, we're just looking for some more things to put in the game plan to get him the ball that we can. And then obviously when you got Miles Pullman on the perimeter at the receiver position, Miles can just take it off the defense. I mean, that's just who he is. He's got great speed. He's got good ball skills. And so, you know, those are just a couple guys. And then you throw in the Lee Davidsons at fullback and Gabe Roberts at tight end and guys like that. There's even a couple more than that. So we got some options, definitely as far as weapons. But as we know, you can't get any of that done if you don't have the guys up front. And, you know, we got three guys coming back from a year ago with Trey Tiller, Simon Garcia, and Idos Klein. We've now inserted a couple more seniors in Cole Walter and Isaac Sonnenberg. And so, really feel like through our practices and summer and camp with those guys, we really feel like things are progressing well. But now when you get in a game, you got to put it all together. And so if we're going to go as far as those guys take us up front. And so we're looking forward to that opportunity for those guys.